This recording, Florida 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she's very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effects were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Because Miami's located near the water, there's lots of opportunities to get out in it, and our family used to do that. I had several uncles that were career Navy men, having spent 20 years in the Navy, and they had children, young boys, kind of my age, and we all went out together. But they would take us out in these boats to go fishing early in the morning. One was a boat that was made out of metal. I mean, it would have sunk in a heartbeat. It wasn't full of styrofoam, or it wasn't made out of modern materials. It was actually an aluminum boat. And we went out to the Gulf Stream, and I remember several times where the motor stopped and the winds kicked up, like so typical in Florida in the summertime, right around noontime or a little afternoon. You get these huge thunderstorms coming in with winds kicking up, and we were in deep blue water, deep blue. The fishing lines couldn't even reach the bottom. Water came in over the transom, and my uncles calmly said, "Tom, start the bail." I'm thinking nothing of it. I'm in sixth grade, so I was 12 years old, or 13. And I start bailing, and "Tom, you got to bail some more." And so they put me to work, and the other cousins were with me, and they were bailing too. So they kept us busy, and the motor wouldn't start, and the wind kicked up, and more problems. Couldn't steer the boat. Now, one uncle gets angry at the other uncle because of not checking the spark plug or having water in the gasoline or something crazy like this. So now things started to get a little bit heated up. Then one of the uncles said, "Tom, you better put on your life jacket." So me and the other cousins put on their life jackets. Then it started to get cool. And then it started to rain. So now we're bailing water, It's raining. Water's coming in over the transom. And we're freezing. We're shivering. And one uncle's yelling at the other uncle. Well, obviously I'm alive. We made it back. But I can't tell you how happy I was when I got back to this rinkety old dock and jumped aboard land. It was a feeling I've never experienced before.